Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, what is our perspective? Okay, we're hearing the news. Okay, we're hearing the news, but we need to know what to do with the news we know. If you just respond quickly, like Proverbs says, don't do, he says that then your neighbor might say something and just embarrass you. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we're so quick to respond to something. And it's like, you know, first we have to, you know, and it's just like, and this is the whole thing, is that we just get blind to our own sin. We get blind to our own sin, and we're not blind to the sin that we are not committing. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so that's the only thing, the only explanation I have for somebody that can, you know, be in the middle of something horrific. And it's just like, you're really going to talk about somebody like that? It's not going to be good. You know, you're not the judge, so it's not going to be good. Because it was just reported by CBN News that they're beginning to lift the ban on gay Boy Scouts to serve openly. CBN News is reporting on that. And we need to find out, how do we respond? Because this has happened in the military. You know, this has happened. You know, what do we do in response to the lifting of Don't Ask, Don't Tell? All these different things that are taking place. And this is a serious, you know, how do we respond to that? And the question is, you know, what would Jesus do? And how did he respond? And look at how Jesus responded to things. And Jesus didn't respond like the typical American Christian responds to things. And we'll talk about a little bit about that in just a moment. But we need to get a perspective on this, because God's going to really embarrass the church. Mm-hmm. You know, if the church doesn't drop their stones, as I'm going to end this with, you know, that the church is going to, God's going to embarrass the church. He says, but you think about this. Did Jesus try? What WWJD, right? It's what you're wearing on your whatever, right? You know, did Jesus try to change the Roman Constitution? He's like, I don't know, you know, what's up with this Caesar dude and this governor, but we need to put a whole political action committee together. We begin to change these things. We need a democracy around here. Mm. I mean, it was just like, what? You know, it's just, there was two different paradigms. You know, you had the God paradigm, and then you had the lost paradigm. And I'm not saying it's wrong to do those things, but it's wrong to do those things with worldly wisdom and right. Not God's love. And you know, did he tell everyone what they were accepting as the laws of the land and what was practiced and that type of thing? Did he tell the legislators and all that they were wrong? I don't believe one time, although there was somebody that was a believer that's talked about, but he didn't go to change the political system. Or was he their friend and speak to each of them personally? I mean, he would stop and he would speak to them personally, dealing with their own individual sin, because, you know, sin is specific, mm-hmm. you know, and your sin specific to you and my sin specific to me. And I got to specifically deal with my own sin, despite what anybody else does for theirs. And letting them, and he let them know that he loved them and he would forgive them. And he did so over and over again, but he ended it with their encounter with him and his love and his compassion for them by saying, now that you see how good I am, now that you see how willing I am to change your destiny and to bring you into my family and to forgive you and to restore you, now leave your life of sin. Leave your life of sin. Mm. And today there's like, you haven't even given me an encounter with God. You know, you haven't even, I look at your life and I don't even think you're having an encounter with God. I see your laws and your religion and your buildings and your organizations. I see you, your political action committees. I see all these different things, but I don't see the love. I don't see, you know, I'm sure if I encountered this God of the Bible, not your God, but the God of the Bible, that I would be more than likely to go the same direction that you proclaim that you're going, which is the definition of repentance. You know, he would encounter them and he was numbered amongst them. They called him friends with a sinner, friends with the one who was doing what God said ought not to be done. And he just hung out with them because he came for the sick. He came for me. He came for you. He came for us. And the ones that he rebuked openly were the religious folks, were the ones who were thinking that they're righteous in their own works, that their own, that was the ones. Mm. You whitewashed tombs, you snakes, you hypocrites. You know, you go across the sea to win a convert. You put more on them than you can bear they can bear, and you don't even lift a finger to help them. He said, you know, and you make them twice as much a son of hell as you are. Listen, just because you're religious don't mean you're right. Doesn't mean you're right. And here we are. You see, the church is attacking this ban that they're talking about, or lifting this ban inside the Boy Scouts, which is an organization. It's not the church. And right. They're lifting the ban in the military and serving openly in gay and the lesbian lifestyle. But the church is criticizing that and coming against it while we are living in adulterous relationships, while we're living in open fornication, while we are rebelling against the ways of God. We're not even reading his commands. 81% of us are not even reading his Bible, while 50% of the men and 20% of the women that are in this crowd that are actually talking against this lift on lifting the ban on gays in the Boy Scouts are addicted to internet pornography. They're bowing down to idolatry, and they're looking, and Jesus said, listen, Matthew 6:22, dude, if you did it in your eye, you did it in your heart, and it's all the same. While at the same time, 65% of the women having abortions in America say that they're with the church. How can we criticize the world? How can we tell them that they're wrong? How can we be in all that? Telling the world, their organizations, their political and their politicians not to to stop lifting, put back, don't ask, don't tell or something. And who are we to do that? You know, telling states, you know, gay marriage is wrong. While 50% of our marriages are ending in divorce, and while we're living in open fornication, not marrying the person that we're with, living like we're married, but we're not married. It's crazy. And it's like, really? That means we're religious. That means we're religious and we're picking different sins to be able to criticize while we ourselves are whitewashed tombs. First, you see, this is the response. What would Jesus do? And if you haven't yet, listen, what VFN TV and watch is America Under God's Judgment. There's three phases of judgment. And you have the first two phases trying to dog out the third phase. And listen, the third phase wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the first two phases that we failed. We didn't repent. You need to hear it. Listen, God's not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. Your sin is not any less sin than the next man next to you. It's all sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. It's not the sin. It's the, what are you going to do with the sin that you have? God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. First, what do we have to do? First, we have to do what Jesus said. Listen, who are you to judge anybody? Who are you to judge anybody? He says, well, how are we going to deal with this? You deal with it by dealing with a pole in your own eye. You can't help them with a speck. When the compared to what's really going on in the church today, this is nothing but a speck. Lifting allowing gays to serve openly in the military is a speck compared to the pole that's in the church's eye today. We need to apologize to the people that we've been hitting upside the head with our pole while we're living in open adultery. We're addicted to internet pornography. Our wives are over our husband. Our children are over our family. We don't even read God's commands. We tell people to put the Ten Commandments up. We don't even know them, and we don't even follow them. We are like the Pharisee. We're like the Sadducee. You see? He said, listen. First, you have to deal with your pole in your own life. We're going to have to deal with our own adultery. We're going to deal with our own fornication. We're going to have to confess our sins. We're going to say, listen, I shouldn't have killed my baby. I shouldn't have committed this sexual sin. I shouldn't have committed fornication. I will not anymore visit or see internet pornography anymore, and I will publicly hold myself accountable. This is my beckoning point. I will not bow down to the devils of Satan again. We'll carry our things that once held us, and we will put them in piles and burn them so the whole world, who we criticized and beat over the head with our poles, Asherah poles, Baal poles. I really believe those poles are like, those are the poles, sin poles.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then after you deal with your own pole, after we deal with our own pole, it's just weird. It's like, you don't see that. You don't see this is not going to be good. First of all, you know, if you are the judge, I could understand, you know, you could be
right, wrong
and deviant and do unjust judgment. But understand, God's not unjust.
That's right.
He's not unjust. And so he's going to throw that gavel down, and you want to be on the right side of it, which is the side of the cross. And all have sinned and all fallen short of the glory. And you see all this sexual Sin is sin. The question is how can we think we can deal with someone else's sexual sin, especially someone who does not even know God or has turned away from God? How are we to tell them how to live their life? Listen, we are a message to a man and a woman in hopes that they would accept Jesus Christ as their Lord, and to tell them their destiny if they don't and their destiny if they do. But at that point, the decision is theirs. Jesus said, listen, Sodom and Gomorrah would have repented a long time ago if the miracles that were done in Chorazin would have been done in you. It'll be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than you. Listen, it's not for us. Jesus just went on. Jesus just went on. When we ourselves are not even considering our own sin, our own sexual sin. Listen, if you sinned and you repented, you've dealt with it. You're not living your life that way anymore. That's cool. That's the only thing that we can do. Don't be the one who gets on the soapbox while you're addicted to internet pornography and begin to take a poll. You're a share a poll, sir. You're a share a poll, ma'am. Mm. And begin to beat the Boy Scouts over the head and start saying, you know, what are you doing allowing gays to openly serve in the Boy Scouts? And then begin to think about this. When you commit fornication, which is you're not married and you commit sexual sin, you know what you say? You say, I've sinned. When you commit adultery, you don't say, hey, I'm an adulterer. You go, I sinned. Right. But when your brother and sister commits homosexuality or lesbianism, you say, he or she's a homosexual. He or she's a lesbian. No, sir. No, ma'am. They sinned just like you. Mm-hmm. And just like God can forgive you and loves you and has a plan for your life, he can forgive them. He can forgive them. We're not called to change the world. We're called to go out into the world as sheep among wolves, being as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves, so that we can tell men and women that God loves them, that even like the woman caught in adultery when everybody was around her, all of God's people was around her. You notice they didn't get the man, they got the woman. And she's dripping with her sexual sin. She's in the midst of sin. She's caught with her computer, sir. He's caught with the secretary. He's caught in the sexual relationship, the sexual sin. And so this is God looking at sexual sin. And she's thrown down there, sir. Imagine this. He's thrown down there. His computers and his hard drives and his history and all these different things are thrown down there. His partners and her partners and all those things that have is thrown out there before God. All the sexual sins out there. And they said, Jesus, what are you going to do about this? And that's what's happening today. You have all these people with rocks and stones, and they're standing around. And God's going, oh, no, no, no. You don't understand. You really? Just because? Oh, my goodness. And so then he stops, and he looks at them, and he says, okay, then. He didn't say that she wasn't in sin. Mm-hmm. He didn't say what she did wasn't sin. But he didn't talk to her. He talked to everybody else. And that's what I'm saying. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the people who say they're God's people. He that's without sin, cast the first stone. Cast the first stone. And so the older ones that were standing there with Jesus and this lady and the sexual sin quickly dropped their stones. You see, the longer you've been around, those words shiver up your spine and say, that's so true. What have I done? Who am I to be speaking like that about anybody? It's only by the grace of God that I'm here. Yes. And then the younger ones eventually dropped their stones. And then all of the religious Americans walked away from the Boy Scouts and the military. And then Jesus looks at that soldier, and Jesus looks at that Cub Scout and that Boy Scout and says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. She encountered the love, the mercy, the kindness, the justice. Everything was crashing together. It was all coming together. They were right when the law said she should die. They were right in bringing her to the judgment seat of Christ. But they misunderstood the mercies of God and the forgiveness of God. When they brought her to what they thought was going to be her end, they brought her to her beginning and her destiny. She encountered the love of God. She saw the goodness of God. They saw the goodness of God. And after that, he said, now repent. He said, now leave your life of sin. It's all backwards. Nope, we can't leave sin without God. It's because he died so that we could actually, he empower us to leave sin. Listen, we're facing in over in the bandwagon, the organization, the nonprofit organization after nonprofit organization is rising up and jumping up like these religious folks with their rocks in their hands. And it's like, dude, 50% of us are ending in divorce. And the reason why that number is not going up is because we're not even getting married. We're living in fornication now. 65% of the abortions, that's us. 50% of the addicted to pornography on the internet, that's us. That's us. The movies we watch. The movies. He said, listen, if you're watching people have sex in the movies, you're having sex in your heart with those very same images. If you don't turn your head, you've experienced it. We're looking at the third phase of a nation being turned over, and we're judging it when the third phase is here because we personally have failed the first two phases. Listen, go listen to Is America Under God's Judgment? You want to be on the right side of history. God loves that soldier. God loves that Boy Scout or that Girl Scout. And listen, we need to be able to be the deliverer of God's love. The messenger, yes, you're caught there, but you got to write in the sand. What he did, he wrote in the sand while these guys pondered over, should we kill her? They were sitting there with their poles. It just happened to be rocks, but those are poles. And he said, listen, you got to first deal with your own pole to help her, because if you deal with your own pole, when you deal with your own sin, you're thinking, my goodness, I can help her out here. I can relate to her. I mean, think about the horrificness of that. Mm-hmm. The shame and the exposure. And probably the bitterness, like, where's the man that did this to me?
Exactly.
I mean, all these different things. And then, and they're trying to hit her with the poles. It just happened to be rocks, but it was poles. It was their own sin. It was their own sin. And the church, listen, I'm talking to not buildings. I'm talking to you, people who profess to be Christians, who say, you know, you said that that Jesus is your Lord. The only way we can help them with their specks, and this is nothing but a speck compared to our Shira poles and our Baal poles, and the poles that are in our eyes. We first have to deal with our own sin at the cross. And when we've received the mercy and see the justice of God served on his own son, we will be humble in that situation, and we will empathize with her. We'll empathize with him. We'll empathize with that Boy Scout. We'll empathize with that soldier, and we'll quit trying to tell people what to do, and we'll begin to live the love of God and love them and give an opportunity for them to love God and begin to say, you know what? I'm going to leave my life of sin. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.